This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And tonight I have a guest with me, Gifted Within. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing wondrously excellent, thank you. And how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to do some remote viewing with you tonight.
That sounds exciting.
I know. Doesn't it, though? We've
sure
never
does.
Done remote viewing before on the air.
I said first time for everything.
Yeah, and we've never done remote viewing with you. I've never done it with you, I don't believe.
No.
We've done some readings before. You're very gifted with that. Mm-hmm. You're a very excellent reader. And I've done some readings for you as well.
Right.
And with further ado, let's get started.
Sounds great.
Okay, and then afterwards, after we do all this, these techniques and everything, we'll take some call-ins and let's do a round robin with some readings maybe. How's that?
Sounds great.
Okay. Let's start with, if you can, do a laying down position or a relaxed position, because we're going to do a little bit of breathing techniques to get us relaxed.
Okay.
What I want you to do is lay your hands both as if you're on your abdomen. I want you to circle your hands in a clockwise position.
Okay.
And, excuse me, this is so that you are very, very aware of your breathing techniques. I want you to breathe. For the listening audience out there, everyone, please try to do this with us. Lynn, if you would just explain what you're doing to the listening audience as well. When you feel something, just talk freely, because it's like you and I are on the phone here right now. But the listening audience out in the communication ways of BBS Radio are all, you know, just right here with us, and think of them as in the living room and, you know, just being with us together as a great big family, you know, your friends together. So the listening audience, everyone just place your hands on your belly, on your abdomen, and do a clockwise position of just round and round and round, and breathe deeply in from your abdomen, through your nose, and out through your mouth. At the same time, I want you to circle your stomach and your abdomen, and push it upward. At the same time, breathe in and breathe out. And while you're doing this technique and cleansing yourself, I want you to think inside very deeply. Go deeply within, like Gifted Within. Go deeply within and concentrate. Look inside of the rearview mirror within your mind, within your mind's eye. Just look within as deeply as possible. Think of yourself as the inner child that's inside you, the innerness of your being, the person that says all the little detailed descriptions to you, all the descriptive adjectives, all the activeness that goes on inside of your mind, body, mind, spirit, and soul. Your inner heart, get to the heart of your being. As you adjust your rearview mirror inside yourself and look inside, always hold on to the umbilical cord that's attached to you as you go out there and travel afar. We're going to reach out, and we're going to go and reach as far out as we possibly can. You can let go of your stomach and just totally relax now. Be aware of your feet. Relax your feet. Feel your feet just let go. Your feet are just very light and free. Release your ankles. Release your calves. Release your kneecaps. Feel your body just totally relaxing. Let it go one more time. Feel it just melt. Tell your shoulders to just drop one more inch. drop them again. Your head is just loose on your body. Now drop down one more time. Just drop your body. Relax it. As you exhale, one more time without inhaling. Exhale all the air that's in your body. Now you're sitting in the very back of a movie theater. Lynn, gifted within, do you see yourself in the back of a movie theater and you're looking at the screen? Now, if you're right-handed, you're on the right-hand side. If you're left-handed, you're on the left-hand side. Pick something that is very, very much inside of yourself that has been affecting you for a very long time. I want you to seat yourself and adjust your rearview mirror. And I want you to play it step by step, play by play, very, very slowly on your big screen in the hugest movie theater that you could possibly get to. And I want you to slowly, as you are there, give me descriptive adjectives and tell me the story that you see.
I'm seeing that I'm emerging out of something that's been a little bit, it's like I've been in a holding pattern and I'm going to be set free.
Okay. I'm going to be writing, so you can just keep talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, it's like I'm held back or, you know, stuck. I'm not sure how else to say that, but like I said, it's almost like I'm going to be set free. It's almost like, as if to say you're sad and then now you're happy or, you know, ecstatic. So it's a phase, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing holding you back, not that it would be intentionally, you know, by you per se. It could be circumstances, it could be, you know, things in life that have, you know, just the way it is and you have no control over it. You know what I mean? So it's like you're being set free in that way.
And so those feelings are causing you to feel... Do you feel, can you feel your body right now? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel your feet and arms and legs and head, or do you feel just real floaty? Or
I can feel my feet and all that, yeah, but I do feel relaxed at the same time, too.
You do feel good and relaxed? Mm-hmm. Do you feel a lot less tension that is surrounding you? And do you feel more at ease with yourself and more at peace is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, good. So then you have let go of something in your past. Can you look at the screen that's on in front of you in the movie theater and focus your rearview mirror do you see the rearview mirror that's inside of you?
Yes.
And where are you focusing that from?
What do you mean, where am I focusing that from? You mean from the left to the right?
Focus the rearview mirror inside your mind or
right.
Inside your heart or inside of wherever you want to see the rearview mirror. And
well, it's okay, that's what I was trying to say, too, in reference to it's almost like, not that I was focusing on, you know, it's almost like saying what was before and what is now is going to be significantly changed. That's why I said it's almost like saying, okay, you're going from one place to another. That's almost like saying... Where I was before, I wasn't happy, but a lot of stuff was out of my control, whereas now I feel like I'm going to emerge like a butterfly.
Okay, and that's like the moon. That comes down with the rain, and the full moon is tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is very significant as well with you, I see, and the number three.
Yes, I get threes, I get sixes and nines a lot.
Okay, and and birthing with the baby, and working with having the past child and the issues that are coming about. It's like you set that free.
I've let go from that.
Mm-hmm. And birthing into new beginnings of all different types of things, even a work career.
Correct.
Do you see anything on the screen like a color?
I'm getting blue.
Blues? Mm-hmm. What color of blue?
Like a royal blue?
Royal blue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does it have any colors around the royal blue?
I'm also getting green.
Green.
And I'm getting purple.
And is the royal blue
getting white? I'm getting white as well.
So it's radiating. So now you're seeing auras, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you see the auras. Remember, I was telling you earlier before we got on the show that's how I would show you how to see auras. That was what I was meaning.
How
you see auras. And then when you focus in on the person, that is exactly when you open. Okay, if you open your eyes now and you focus in on your candle, or if you focus in on something, on like a picture on the wall, you will see that semi-type aura around that image, but you will see it kind of in a cloudy white.
But well, I'm actually seeing a golden light now.
You're seeing golden light?
Yeah.
The umbilical cords hold the golden thread. So see how you are attached to the golden thread. Remember when I told you earlier today that you will have an umbilical cord that's gold, and that means that you're attached to your body.
Okay.
That's very great.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you could go and become inside your mind's eye or your mind's heart, which do you choose to look through?
Either one's fine with me.
Okay. When we look into the mind's eye, that's like looking into a third eye. And that's also looking into other things like, that's a logical type of a thing. That's like a remote view. But it's also like, if we look into the center of someone's heart, that is a truth center, actually.
Okay, cool.
Now if you can look into your truth center heart, and do you have a window near you?
To the right of me.
Okay, to the right of you. And you are right-handed and you're sitting at the right in the movie theater.
Correct.
Okay, and so if I look to the far right, you said blue, royal blue, green, and then you said the color white.
Yeah, a little bit of white, and then purple, and then some golden light.
And then the gold. So gold is the far color. Okay, now if you see this, blue, royal, green, white, purple, and golden, those are all royal colors.
That's true. Huh.
Yeah. And so, and you see also, you said that, remember, if you think of this, when you have the umbilical cord attached to you, you asked me one time earlier today before we got on the show, which we only talked 10 minutes when I asked you if you wanted to remote view on the show, I said that you will be attached like an umbilical cord, and you said attached to what? How will I know what I'm attached to? I said you will be attached to God, like the Lord to all creations.
Right.
And if you think of it this way, then you're golden cord, which has knots in it, which makes you stronger every time you loophole into anything that has been hurt or has caused you pain or suffering, like the strong man that makes you stronger. That you have to tie a knot in that that umbilical cord or that string, like a cord, which I said also is God's creations, all great and small. And it attaches to everything in the universe for when you want to go out into remote viewing, or if you want to go out into any type of travelings, you always want to have that umbilical cord attached to you so that you will not detach totally so you can come back. And
right.
So the blue is the hottest color, yet it's the coldest color, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the flame of anything, it's the hottest color in the flame. It's the coldest color you can be, but it's also the most neutral color you can be because it's transparent in the clouds and everything. And then you said it's a royal blue, which is representing you came back with green and white, so therefore you're like in the earth, but yet you're white, and the heavens or the white room, or, you know, which represents the spiritualism. And then purple represents the transmutation of the Saint Germain. When we have negativity, we send it out to Saint Germain, and the transmutation of the flames. And we also have purple royalty, and we have the purple, which represents on Easter the rising of God, the Lord, when on Easter of reincarnation and him, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and then the golden, which is like the golden roads of no more pain, the golden streets of heaven. And so then you also had the circumstances that you set free. Nothing was holding you back. It was like you were saddened, and then you're happy now, and then you were facing no more of nothing that was holding you back. The patterns had been changed, that you were set free, emerging
right.
out of something. It was like a new birth, per se. And
yeah, like a new beginning, right, uh-huh.
And we said that I said that we were going into the wounded inner child was going to come out and emerge and go into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did all of that by those breathing techniques. So that's just a new little thing that I just wanted to share with the listening audience. And with you, thank you, Lynn, Gifted Within, so much for doing this and starting this exercise instead of me doing the white room. And I haven't done the white room with you yet, and I haven't done the colors or the animals or the going out into the universe or picking any such things as, you know, that. But I just wanted to do a little remote viewing is the type thing where you use your third eye, per se. It takes a little bit of practice, but you know how meditation is actively listening.
Right.
And prayer is talking. And what I do is I lay down, and I do that kind of breathing. I adjust my rearview mirror, which is my forehead. I look at my forehead like it's a movie theater screen. I sit on the side of the screen, which is my side that is the side I am left-handed, so I sit on the left side. You are right-handed, so you sit on the right side. Okay, and then we look, if you look up into your forehead with your eyes shut, okay?
Right.
Okay, now, and then you saw those colors. Now, if you stare at that a little bit longer, you will get visions, okay? You will see what you need to be seen on that movie theater screen. You got your feelings.
Yeah, and then I told you the feelings, but I also, that's what I've seen. I've seen the, you know, like I said, I could see where I was at, you know, before, and I can see the light and what's to some of what's to come for me, and that's why I said it's almost like I'm being set free. I mean, certain things that are out of my control, but it's almost like, you know, it's like the ties that bind you, the binds are going to be gone for, you know, I don't know if it's to say, I'm trying to think of a spiritual way that they say sometimes things shift and they change a little bit, and then that's all it needs in order for something to open, a new door or a new window to open up for somebody in order to walk through it. It's your choice whether you want to walk through it, but it's like seizing the opportunity, and I've seen an opportunity and I'm seizing it. Let's just say that.
Oh, that's great. And do you remember that time a while back, maybe a year or so, that I saw a window of opportunities, and then you dropped a mirror, or a window was cracked or something like that, and I gave you the month September, or and I saw you being pregnant.
I'm kind of curious when all that's still going to happen, but what I was referring to a few moments ago is more in a different, you know, something else. But, you know, I have a feeling, and my, I don't know how to put it, my intuition, what I get with my intuition, I have a feeling that everything's going to happen all at once. And that's just my gut feeling. I don't know if you picked up on anything on that. But other than, you know, what we said right now, I just feel like, okay, this is it. And, you know, I don't feel like I think it's more than one thing, but I'm hoping it's encompassing that as well within it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also see you going on a ship or going overseas.
Well, I am originally from the UK, so I do have family over there.
Uh-huh. Well, I keep seeing a ship or a cruise or a ship.
Well, we didn't go on a cruise this year, but usually me and my husband go on a cruise once a year, but we didn't go this year yet. But doesn't mean that can't still happen. It might be later in the year, for all we know.
It's like February or something like that. I keep seeing a heart.
Wow, cool.
And I also see changes in opportunity of business arising.
Mm-hmm.
And I also see, I keep seeing that butterfly. I keep seeing weeping willows, moons.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
And I see 3 months.
3 months. Okay.
Something is adopted.
Adopted? What do you mean?
I think you're going to get that puppy, a puppy.
You know, when you were saying that, I'm thinking, okay, what's it? Maybe a dog. Well, I could see me doing that. You know me, I'm an animal lover, but I would save one versus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go out and buy a dog. I'd save a life.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I keep seeing a golden puppy, like a reddish golden puppy. But
wow.
Then, yeah. But then again, I keep seeing a little reddish golden hair, little cute little rose-budded little lipped girl. But anyway, I want to go back to... if you wouldn't mind, taking some readings.
Sure.
Because you are so good at reading. You're probably one of the better readers I've ever seen. The USA toll-free number is 877-876-5227 to BBS Radio. The USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, the direct line is 530-876-3222. You're listening to Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and Gifted Within. So please call in at any time. And is there anything you'd like to add, or colors of a candle, or any of your input of knowledge with some of your gifts?
Honestly, before I used to try too hard, and what I've noticed in the last at least year, my advice to anybody that's trying to tune into their gifts or whatever is just, you know, let go. And let it come to you. I mean, sometimes when you're working too hard at it, you know, you're making it harder than what it needs to be. So if you just kind of go with the flow, the rest comes. And that's kind of my motto with it when I've spoke to other people regarding that. And, I mean, as an example, I was talking to a friend of mine not too long ago, and I'd done their resume and all this other stuff, and she got the job that, you know, she wanted, and I was real happy for her. And, you know, I just woke up in the morning, was just having my coffee, so you know how you are sometimes. And right away, before she was even really starting to talk to me, I'm like, I'm seeing this person with short hair and whatever. But anyway, she starts talking to me, and then she's like, I met this person, and I'm like, yeah, you met, and I had already told her this 2 months ago, you know, what I'm about to tell you, but I seen her meeting somebody. As soon as she started the job, she'd meet her within 2 weeks, that, you know, she'd be involved with this person with by the 2 months, and, you know, this is the one type of thing. And anyway, so she starts telling me, I met this person, and I said, was it 2 weeks ago? She said, yep. I said, it was on the 22nd, too, right? She said, right. And so we started going through that, down that road, and then I'm describing her. She's, you picking up anything on her? And but I was already picking up on her, telling her. She's like, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, but like I said, when you first get up in the morning, usually you've, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm the kind of person, I'd like to, I only drink one cup of coffee, but I like to have my coffee, and then I'm a little bit more raring to go and more, you know, I don't want to say, I will say alert is the word. So I wasn't even alert, and I'm, like, picking that up. But I just, like I said, I go with the flow, and then the rest kind of comes. So it's amazing, you know, since when I've just let go and let be and let it come to you type of thing, then, you know, you're making it a lot easier on yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like you just did with that exercise. I mean, you just opened right up and started seeing big back auras and let it go and birth into new beginnings and freed yourself. And I mean, you're just easily done. You just easily let go of things. And you've been reading for a good while too as well. I think, you know, you were giftedly born into this.
Yes, I was.
And we all are giftedly born into intuition and instincts. But however, you do you mind telling about your accident and how that helped a lot of your gifts evolve around as well?
Well, I think that the trauma of the accident, I mean, even though I knew I was gifted at a younger age, you know, things like this weren't accepted as much. I mean, they're still probably for some people not accepted is where they are. But to be honest with you, I really don't care what people think. I know who I am. I'm a sane person. I've been a successful person. So I know who I am and what I'm about, and that's what counts to me. So, but I had a couple of my first experiences when I were young were not positive. Let's just say that. So when they did, it scared me, so I kind of pushed it away. And then when I had the trauma of my accident, that's when, well, I've actually had two major traumas, both I knew was nearly killed in. But the second one was a major one in the sense that, you know, I was told I'd never walk again and all sort of stuff. But I rose above that because that wasn't an option for me. And but within that downtime, if you will, because I was bedridden, of course, and stuff like this, and you know, you have to use your mind a lot in order to keep yourself going and things like that. So
it was
during that time when, you know, it's almost like you're not that I really meditated, but it's like you have more quiet time. So, and when you're relaxed more and all that other kind of stuff too, it was like different things would be happening, like numbers are real big with me. And so, and little things, you know, that would happen, and they would consistently happen, then it finally was like, oh, my God, this is it. So I thought, well, you know what, let me just kind of dove into that, because I had to be challenged. I'm the kind of person that my mind is, I'm always analyzing, or, you know, just because I'm used to the working world. And so, but at this time, I wasn't working, so I had to, I was, like, challenging myself, but I was also like, well, you know what, let me start doing stuff with this now. And I was just opening myself more up to it. Whereas before I was closed-minded, it actually opened me back up. So I'm very thankful and feel blessed for that, you know. So that's what kept me going all through my therapy.
What time did you add those numbers together? See if that equals.
Pardon me?
Is it, I was going to say when you were talking, I turned on the computer just to see what time it was to see if it equaled a 10, because a 10 is very big with you right now. And it was 9:28, because remember the 10 equals to your number for the butterfly.
Wow.
And
so it was 9:28?
Yeah, it's 9:28 now, and if you add those numbers together, it equals to your 10.
Right. Wow, that's interesting. And 10, also, to me, 10, when you say, when you're picking up a number, too, because when I do numbers, I don't know if you do this, too, but it's like, 10 also means October to me.
Yeah. And
you know
it also,
right.
Yeah. And it also equals 2/5. Which is double change.
Exactly. Oh, what's too funny.
Which is that big thing that kept happening about a year ago.
Kathy, you know what's interesting? Is in the last few weeks, I keep getting seeing triple five.
Oh, my God.
So that's triple change.
Oh, and look at what all's happened.
And then 333s, I'm getting 333s again.
Oh, man, that's the spirit God in you saying yes.
And then the other thing, what I got the last few days, 2 days in a row, I got an 11-11.
930. No, that's four fives.
Yeah.
I mean threes. It's 930. So that's
right.
9-3-3-3-3.
Right. You are usually famous for getting the 11-11, and I've gotten that the last 2 days too.
Oh man, the 11-11. Mm-hmm. I've been getting 11-11 since I took the first digital clock picture of an 11-11 because 11-11's been with me since I was a baby.
That's what I mean.
First words were 11-11. Papa, 11-11.
Really?
I think that's my first words. I think that we're encoded with that or something. The stars. I've got a book. I've never told anybody this, but I've got a book that Pete, you know, my boyfriend Pete, that has no wiggle room, Pete, that's on the show sometimes. I think you've talked to Pete a couple of times. He's an avid astrologer. He said, she don't know what you're talking about with 11-11 and Elena. And I said, Elena's been with me since I was a little girl. And she told me, she's the angel that told me that she was always going to be with me because I could see her. But she had to leave me when I was about 4 years old or 5 years old. She had to leave me visually, but she would always be with me, and I would remember her one day. And so I went into my mother and father's room, and I climbed into her big, huge bed, which I have that bedroom suit to this day. They got it for their wedding anniversary. It's 49 years old now, I believe.
Wow.
So, I mean, not for their wedding anniversary, but it's 49. It's almost 50. And I won't let anybody have it that he keeps asking for it. But anyway, I climbed into that bed, and I said, I could barely talk good. And I said, Elena's leaving me. And I said, 11-11. I said, but she's always going to be with me. She'll be back soon. And I remembered Elena when I was like 18 years old. I said, Elena, where are you? And then this book, it was pure white. It's in gold print. It says 11-11, 11 dot dot 11. And
wow.
It's Elena. And only like 100 copies were made of this book.
Wow.
And my girl Gail, that's coming in on the 21st from Orson, the book right now, she's bringing it back to me.
Huh.
So that is pretty big deal to me. But that, now it's 9:33.
Look at you.
I know. But anyway, do you want to do any of the meditation states, or do you want to, let me give out the call-in numbers again. Y'all ought to call in. I'm telling you, active listeners, because you are missing a treat. T with Gifted Within, and I'll do a round robin with you. I'm just not going to read some personal issues with her right now online with what I'm picking up. I'm going to do it privately with you if you don't mind, Lynn.
That's fine.
Gifted Within. She is so Gifted Within. And is there any way that people can contact you?
Well, I'm on Yahoo. Gifted_within, so they can either, it's gifted_within@yahoo.com, or it's the same ID for the instant messenger.
Okay, and you give readings that way as well?
Yeah, I've done readings that way.
Okay.
I don't do it for people that demand one.
That's
you know what I mean? Because I don't know if you've had that, but it's like, you know, I don't do that, because especially when you know, I don't charge for my readings, and so... You know, they've got to be respectful and all that. If you're not respectful, no, I will not do a reading. But, yeah, I have done readings.
I find that I can read better by doing it online through instant message because I don't know the person and I feel their energy through typing. And in a, I do a lot of conferences, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe read, 5,000 people and gifted. I'm going to tell you what, it's so much easier because you don't know anything about the person.
Well, usually when I've read people online, I'm like you too, but I don't necessarily get it from the typing. I just, you know,
well,
I do Reiki, so I can feel people's energy and stuff anyway. So I usually can get the vibe from them. I feel or whatever, sense. Sense is better, but I sense stuff right away from them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I do want to say one thing. You used to have, you know how you have a candle in a closet and the closet will extinguish the candle?
Yeah.
Now you have the closet door open and the candle can breathe really freely.
Okay.
So whatever was bothering you a while back, you now are more freely with it, but you still haven't opened it and come out with it all the way.
You're
not
right.
It's not that it's something that's in a closet, but it's kind of to where you're ready to step out. And it's
right.
A closet, by the way.
It's what now? Say that last part again.
It's a huge closet, by the way. It's not like a little closet
right.
That you hide in. It's like more like a room, but it's got all your clothes in it.
Right.
Like you change frequently from this outfit to that outfit for this idea or this situation. You haven't quite put all the dressings on it yet.
Right, that's true.
And that's why I just can't quite tell you what exactly is going on because you haven't made your mind yet with this situation.
Well, some of it's still being revealed.
Yes, and it's also something that is either very elaborately dressed or it can be casual as well.
Right.
Now, I keep seeing shoes. That means you keep changing the path with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Like, you're playing with two different sides of it. But you pretty much made up your mind for comfort issues. You're going with one way more so than the other.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Okay, I understand now. Yeah. I've been playing around with, because, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but like when you think about like a job and, you know, you can't be everybody to everyone. But to me, you can be an expert 100% at, say, one or a few things. And that's kind of how I am. I don't need to be everybody, but you want to, you know, it's almost like saying you want to be known as whatever that is that you pick. But I've narrowed things down is what pretty much what you're telling me, which is what I did. And I'm going to pick a couple of things, and those are going to be my signature, if you will. And then now can I do the others? Yes, but I'm not going to put those as a signature. Those are only going to be more like an added value, like, can I do them? Yeah, but that's not going to be my specialty.
Exactly. Like a masterhood and everything, except for you're going to elaborate on one particular thing. Like I can do artwork in acrylics or macrame or that or this or that, but I'm going to stick with one thing to keep that focus.
Right, exactly. Well, you have to have, yeah, that's right, because in order for you to really evolve and be strong at what you do, at least my perception anyway, is to have a few, but you know, if you have too many, your focus is all over the place.
But I do believe that I exercise all of my gifts in other areas still to keep them active. However, even in a job, however, you know, I do completely focus in on one particular area.
Right. We're saying the same thing, right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. There's 21.
21 what?
I'm just seeing 21. I just had to count to us all. What a stop. Okay, so there's a 3. It's also a 7. So I'm seeing 21, 3, 7. Okay, so 7, 21, and a 3. 7, 21, and 3.
Okay, 21, what means, 21, what that means to me is, well, we recently lost our Black Labrador, and his name was Blackjack, which is 21.
Okay, then also I keep seeing a 3.
Right.
Now, that is a spirit guide in you.
Okay.
And so that means Blackjack is around, and then the 7, the completion. Okay, the number completion, and 7 wonders, and the 7 colors, the 7 primary colors, the 7 days of the week, the 7 wonders of the world, the 7 chakras, the, I mean, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
All different types of 7s, right.
Yeah, and then don't you do the blackjack with a 7 or something like that? I don't know. I don't know how to play that game.
No, it doesn't have anything with 7. It's 21. You have to get 21.
No, that's where you pull that little thing in Aruba. I went to Aruba one time, and you pull that little thing. You want all those little 7 bars across.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean the slots?
I don't know. I just went to Aruba one time, and you wanted 7 bars or something like that. Okay, so now we've got... That means money. Wow.
What did you say?
That means money's coming in.
What, from 7?
7 and 21 and 3. Let's see. You add that up. 21. That's a 31. That's 31. Okay. Whoa. Butterflies and butterflies, weeping willows, and moon and rain.
Okay, now how is that connected to what you just said?
10, the 10.
Oh, you know, I thought of that earlier. When you said 10, you said something, you keep getting 10 around me, and then you said something about 3 months, and that was the first thing I thought about when you said that, because I thought, wow, I wonder if that's October.
The 21st.
21st?
October the 23rd or the 21st, let's see. Oh, gosh. Wait a minute. Winter solstice. I keep seeing winter solstice.
That's my wedding anniversary. That's December 21st.
That's December 21st?
Oh, there's the 21st. Oh, God.
Okay. Okay, then that's making sense. Okay, let's see.
Yes.
And that's the heart of February ship coming in. The ship coming in.
Uh-huh.
That's the cruise ship. Okay, now I'm getting it. Black eyed peas. Do you have ivy around a fountain or ivy, green ivy? Is there something that's around something that needs to be pulled up, like, or changed in, I keep getting St. Michael's or Michael or St. Michael's or like a statue, like a little angel statue.
I've got angel statues all over the place.
You do? In your yard?
I have fairies in my garden. I have gnomes. I have angels. I've got 3 angels to the one side and fairies and that to the other, and I have water fountains all over between inside and outside.
Do you have something with ivy, though? Ivy, like light green ivy.
Well, in my screened-in patio, which is where I just came out right now, I have a hanging basket of ivy.
So you were just at the ivy?
I'm outside right now, and the ivy's to the corner. It's in a hanging basket. Actually, I've got one in the hanging basket, and I've got another one that's just in a basket on one of my tables.
Oh, okay. Look, is there like a little puddle to the corner bottom?
A puddle?
like a little puddle of water or something.
What, with the ivy?
Yeah.
Well, one of the ivies I actually just I just watered earlier. I don't see a puddle, but I mean the dirt is damp.
Okay. Now, are you facing to the? Let me see what I just moved, so I have to get my bearings. Are you facing to the north? The golf course? Are you facing the golf course, to the golf course north?
Well, what I'm doing, it's okay, if you think of the house being up and down, the way I'm facing right now, to the left of me is the golf course, because I'm in the screen and porch area, because I live on a golf course.
Okay. Now, is that where the last place BJ ran?
Yes, to the left, correct.
Okay. BJ is still right there then. That's what I'm picking up at the ivy.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. Well, and I have made an area for him, and I made a plaque and everything. I have my garden all set up. And actually, my fairies are around him. I have a bird bath around him. I have another angel bird feeder, which I put food in for the squirrels and the birds and all that. So he's got lots, because that's where he used to tinkle, where one of his areas he tinkled at. So I just made that little area his area.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was just seeing with the damp wetness and the ivy. I didn't know you were outside. Well, yeah, I was kind of like remote viewing with this whole situation. But
I'm actually I'm standing out on my screened-in porch inside the, well, it's inside, but it's inside the screened-in porch. I'm not inside the house, but you know what I mean. You know what a screened-in porch is, yeah. But I mean, I can see. Well, it's dark right now. I can't see. But if I was to, if it was light, you know, lit, I could see where his area is.
Don't you have several porches, though?
Yeah, I got like too many of them.
Yeah. And wow, there's a I keep smelling pine.
You're seeing what?
I keep smelling pine.
Well, I have a lot of trees in my backyard. I mean, a lot.
Is there a lot of pine though? I keep smelling pine. Like a pine cone.
No, I know. I'm trying to think now. I know I do, but I mean, in one area of my, I have like two big, great big islands, and one of them's got like, I don't know, 25, 30 trees just in that. And then I've got some to the side, and then you've got the golf course, but beyond the golf course on the other side, because I don't have anybody in my backyard because it's a golf course, but past where the golf course is, then there's another bunch of trees where the deers come from. So, yeah.
Is there pine bark?
Pardon me?
Pine bark?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm smelling, because I keep smelling pine.
Yeah.
Maybe it's pine bark, like on the ground or something.
Oh, yeah, I have some of that, too. Yep, I sure do. In my flower beds. Forgot about that.
Okay. Wow. Well, that was pretty interesting. Well, that's a little bit of when I close my eyes, I get like a pendulum in my head.
Uh-huh.
Instead of actually some people, well, my aunt, believe it or not, used to do this when they'd say, are you going to have a baby boy or a baby girl? And they would put a little string with a needle
on a string,
and they would hold it on your over the wrist.
Okay.
Would say if it went straight across, then that meant a girl. And if it went up and down, long ways on your arm, that was a boy. And that's how they started with the pendulum, or I guess it's called a pendulum. I don't really know, because I never use any kind of, you know, cards or props or anything. I do use pendulums, though, because those are fun. But,
yeah, I don't use that either.
I just say, all right, try this, Lynn, gifted within. Ask yourself a question and close your eyes and just ask yourself a question. Your head won't move. But it will shake yes or no inside. It will give you a little, like, a equilibrium yes or no. And it will go right or left. And sometimes it will give you a figure eight. And sometimes it will give you, like a infinity sign for the figure eight. And then sometimes it will give you a spiral.
Wow.
And the spiral means, you know, that it is, you know, like one of those situations that could go any way, which is shape or form, or you're not being accurate enough. Because if you don't ask specific questions, like if I say something like, am I going to move? Well, of course you're going to move in your lifetime, probably per se, but am I going to move in from this
November
house?
Or something, right, yeah.
Like, am I going to move back to the house that I'm redoing right now?
Right.
From the apartment? Now, that's a specific question.
Right.
That's how I read myself. Or am I going to build a new home? Because I'm torn, you know, how I'm torn between that. Or am I going to buy a new home? But I have to ask specific questions or I'll get that spiral.
Well, you have to be detailed about, you've got to really, like you said, you've got to know what you want, and then whatever you're asking, you've got to be specific enough so they're going to give you the appropriate answer.
Exactly. So when a lot of times, like I had a person last week call in, I don't like to ask their name. I don't like to ask where they're from. I don't like them to have any information, but she asked, was she going to come into some money? Well, that is so raw because it's like...
Well, I mean, money, you could get a bonus at work. That means yes.
Are you wanting a job or are you having a, you know, do you... And I kept getting A and B, like that was her lower question. She really wanted to know if she was going to move. So she was wanting money to know if she was getting money to get a house.
Right.
And so it was not specific what she was wanting to be informed about.
Right.
So, it's such situations like that in reading, you know, other people.
You're right, because I know it's in the past, too, when I've read some people, you know, they'll ask, like, the generic thing. And usually I don't want people to ask me anything. I just tell them what I hit.
Right.
You know, I just go with the flow and say, this is what I'm picking up. Now, if somebody's got something, you know, specific, if they're not asking it, you know, if they're asking it general, I ask them to be specific. Because the more they're specific, the more accuracy you're going to be able to be anyway.
Yeah, and also I've noticed...
Don't you get a vibe off that when people ask you a direct question? I do.
And you notice a lot of times when I'll say, when we're working together or when I'm working with other people or we're teaching in our classes and conference, because Lynn, Gifted Within, and I have conferences where we teach, we openly have other people come in and we teach our specific gifts that we're higher in, like remote viewing or dream interpretation. We love to do dream interpretations. And
we have
these big conferences in Yahoo Chat or AOL where we open up conferences and we do all these conferencing where people actually sit down and teach other people their gifts. And we have voice in there. And we have a great time, but actually we don't – we never have time to sit down and read one another. That's the thing. We have, like, what we did is a panel of 12, and then I'm the 13th person, and because I just kind of, like, hold it, and sometimes I participate and sometimes I don't, but Lynn pretty much is, like, a numerologist big time, but she's, like, she has all these gifts as well. Everybody has the gifts to where they can rotate into their actual gifts, but they master it. It's to masterhood themselves. And I wish more people would get out there and do this and get more groups together in small groups and teach and work together, because when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. Thus, the teacher becomes the student.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lynn and I, Gifted Within and I, can talk with one word or two words or, you know, and know exactly what the other person's saying. It's that picked up already. and just what, but we've known each other, what, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 20 years, probably the rest of our whole lives. But one thing I want to do is ask you to come back on the show, and let's do skewing. That is a really cool thing.
Cool.
Have you ever done skewing before?
No, I don't. What is that? I was going to say, what is it?
Where you go into a room, and I won't explain it all because I want to surprise you, but you see your past lives.
Oh, if that sounds, yeah, I've had past life regression done. That's pretty cool.
But you can actually see your face changing and everything like that.
Well, yeah, you're right, because I do remember that. As a matter of fact, when I've had it done only once. No. Well, yeah, well, you really just want somebody else, you know, we talked about it, but I did have it done once, and I was in awe, because, you know, to be honest with you, I was a healer in a past life, and I know that. And then, as a matter of fact, my husband was in a past life of mine, and we never hooked up in a past life, and that's why, you know, like sometimes when you don't finish business or whatever, and this time, this go-round, obviously, we did get together and hooked up and got married, so... But, yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Well, people should not ever try this or do this unless they have really, 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 really experienced and have really accomplished their gifts and are actually ready to see, you know, what and feel their past, because they go all the way within themselves. And, you know, it's something that is really cool, but it's
not something you want to do it with just anybody.
Yeah, so
you have to. It's almost like when you, what is it they do? You know, like some. I'm trying to think what it's called. You know, like if you go to a psychiatrist, they can put you under there. Same thing. You've got to have that good type of strong relationship with somebody. What do they call that? It's not. It's just. It's the same kind of thing they would do for past life regression. They're going to take you back. You know, they kind of
audit,
walk you through it. I can't think of the term that's used in the medical field, like a psychologist or psychiatrist would do, when they're trying to put you under to get you to talk about what happened in your past.
When they hypnotize you or what?
Hypnotize, that's it. Thank you. Yeah, it's like that. It's like, you know, to me, you know, if I was to ever, which I've never been hypnotized, but I mean, there's no way I just give anybody permission to do that. Same thing as far as past life regression. You've got to have a strong relationship with that person, because there's trust things, because people can do stuff. You know what I mean?
And what I would is, and when I snap my fingers and stuff like that, I call it like a meditative trance when I do the white room or the all that stuff, but it's not hypnotic at all.
No, right. But I mean, I'm just saying that for...
It's like a magnet. You have to have that magnet energy towards the person, and really feel that thick magnetic energy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're about out of time. It's 9:57, and this has been great. You've been listening to the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show with Kathy Cook on BBS Radio and Lynn, giftedwithin, at yahoo.com. You can contact me at brightlightspathfinders, Tassie, T-A-S-S-Y, at yahoo.com, or brightlightspath on AOL.com. But you can get Lynn under, you can get giftedwithin as gifted_within at yahoo.com, and she will be up on my archives as how to contact her for readings or just talking or consultations or whatever, if that's all right with you, Gifted.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your time, and it's been fun.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. And remember, listen with your heart, not your mind. Your mind is made up of people, places, and things along the way, and your heart is the purest garden of everything that is made up of God, the knowing. And thank you, active listeners, for listening. Thank you, and have a great evening. Bye-bye.